Grossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you're not to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy. And Packers fans, I know it's all doom and gloom from this weekend. Mason Crosby seems to have lost his groove. We're all sad, and we have a date with the 49ers on Monday night. Now, a Jimmy G-less San Francisco 49ers, which we'll get into. And that brings me into our guest today. He appeared on the first ever season of PackCast when he was just a boy, and now he is a man. And that man is Zach Greer, our 49ers fan. Zach, welcome back to PackCast. Love having you, and thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. See, you know what, Zach? That's why we love you, because no one ever asks how I'm doing. I'm always like, how's everyone else doing? But no one ever asks. They're like, Tom, we don't care about your mental well-being, and rightfully so, because this is a show about football, not mental people, even though they run the show.
I care about you, Tom. Don't worry.
And that means the world to me. And so, that being said, if there's anybody who's a little bit more doom and gloom than the Green Bay Packers right now, it might be the San Francisco 49ers. In that you're hyped up to the moon coming in to this season. Jimmy G rolling down the competition, undefeated last season. Looking great. Looks like a great trade for the 49ers. And then an injury occurs. It was torn. I think he tore his ACL, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken.
Yeah, left torn ACL.
Yeah, and out for the season. So, like, we'll start on the injury first, but then we'll backtrack a little bit. So, how are you feeling about the injury? Because I actually just read an article that it looks like he should be able to make a full recovery, so that's obviously very good. The surgery went well. But that being said, I mean, that still has to be a gut shot for the 49ers season this year.
Oh, yeah, because, we had C.J. Beathard. He was a rookie coming in last year. And we had Brian Hoyer as a starter to begin the 2017 season. And Hoyer was doing terrible for the longest time. Then we put C.J. into the dumpster fire, and we only won one game against the New York Giants. And that was like, after 0-9 start too, so you can feel the excitement for once we actually got a win that wasn't against the Rams. So it's been a while, and it's like, all right, finally we got a win. We're not the Cleveland Browns, but
now they have two wins. They're killing it right now. They are killing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so I mean, like, because whenever you start a sentence with, well, we had Brian Hoyer as our starter, you know that that's not going to be a good sentence, right? That story is not going to have a happy ending. That never started with,
no,
we had Brian Hoyer as our starter and we won the Super Bowl. Those two sentences will never come together to form a story. But you guys acquired Jimmy G last year, obviously, and that had to have been, like, a pretty big boost for you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's an incredible boost, because the day that Jimmy got traded to the Niners, I was so excited because I was in my dorm room and everybody around me is like our Chiefs fans, and I had to tell somebody because I was so excited. But then I was like, you know, no one's going to care. So I just started jumping up and down to just let go, and I was watching all the highlights and everything, and I was so pumped.
Yeah, first of all, like, surrounded by Chiefs fans, I mean, they got to be loving this season this year. But, you know, you guys, you start winning some games with Jimmy G because, like, I haven't talked to you in 3 years. How has it been being a 49ers fan? Because I feel like they're the team, like, they got a fancy new expensive stadium. They went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, and then no one heard from them ever again. Like, what has been going on with the Niners?
Honestly, I think it started with the front office before John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came in to rebuild the whole everything, actually, the coaching, the players. So we started from scratch, basically. And Shanahan and Lynch are doing their total best to get everything back on track and have the best team that they can. Because Kyle Shanahan, when he went for the 2016 Atlanta Falcons, that was a team that went to the Super Bowl, and they had the best offense, and that was because of Shanahan.
Yeah.
Now look at them now.
Yeah.
Look at how bad they are doing. With Julio Jones still there, most of the players are still there, the defense and everything. So that tells you a lot about how Shanahan works with everything.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So, I mean, like, it kind of just seems that you're in the rebuild mode. But, you know, after the string of wins from Jimmy G last season, going into this season, you know, kind of what were your expectations walking in?
Well, most of the Niners fans, and including me, we were expecting at least a wild card. Because I thought we came in last season 5-0 with Jimmy. We beat the best defense, one of the most historical defenses last year, just with the Jaguars. We put up 44 points against them, and no one expected us. Everybody expected us to get blown out and all that and everything, and we still put up that many points.
Yeah.
And we played against two playoff teams, and this is crazy. And we were expecting, you know, hey, we might actually be able to do something now.
Yeah.
But since Jimmy G got hurt, and it all went downhill.
Because, I mean, you guys made some off-season moves, like, to kind of shore up, you know, the defense a little bit, right? You guys got Richard Sherman, which was a big pickup for you. You guys got Jarek McKinnon, and he was going to be the workhorse. I feel bad, because, this season, I feel like you had so many expectations, and then you lose your starting running back, and now you've lost also your starting cornerback. And so, where do you kind of go from here as a 49ers fan? Are you looking at this season kind of as just, you know, at least they'll get experience? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it already throw in the towel week six?
I think it's kind of both in a way. Well, with CJ, he looked really good against, it was last week, he was against the, I can't remember who we played against. It was the Chargers. Mm-hmm. That's right, LA Chargers. Bethard did really good, and we had a great opportunity to win those games, but due to the drop passes and turnovers, we lost the game. But this last Sunday, when they played against the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
it's just four, almost at least six, five or six turnovers on offense, and it's due to drop passes or CJ not stepping up in the pocket or just fumbles or just something going on. And
yeah.
Cardinals were 0-4. They were the worst team in the NFL, and we lost to them. So
yeah,
that basically tells you, hey, this is the story of the Niners season right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been there. That was me last year. As soon as Aaron Rodgers goes down, every single Packers fan is like, well, there's always next year, because he's essentially the whole team. And, like, you didn't have that with McKinnon, because you're like, all right, at least we still got Jimmy G. And now, you know, that's kind of a moot point. But moving forward, I think one of the things that I've just noticed about the 49ers, and please correct me if I'm wrong or add to this, about where your team can improve. I would think one of the major things you're going to want to do either in the draft or the offseason, what have you, is get like a young, talented wide receiver for Jimmy G to throw to. What are your thoughts on like where this team could improve?
Well, we still have some holes to fill in. The biggest need right now is an edge rusher, because we are lacking pass rushing, because we are not getting to the quarterback in time, or just not making the quarterback uncomfortable. He's just sitting back there. You probably read a book and just sit there. You still have time to throw him.
You and me both. Well, you know, well, that's actually not true, because we do get to the quarterback and then we just get flagged, but that's neither here nor there.
And, well, we need like you said, we definitely need a receiver. We need a number one receiver. We drafted Dante Pettis last year, but, and I thought he'd be like, you know, one of those like kind of like an Odell Beckham kind of receiver where he's like run after catch.
Yeah.
George, kind of like one of those kind of receivers, like Jarvis Landry and stuff. But he's mostly like a number two receiver. We need a number one, like a Julio Jones or Mike Evans kind of body type player. Yeah.
You wait, hold on. And, you're telling me that Pierre Garçon is that like who's 55 years old is not the answer to your wide receiver troubles? I'm shocked.
He was okay. I don't know what happened to him because he was doing great last year.
Yeah,
he was beasting with Brian Hoyer as a quarterback. I don't know what happened this year because he has done nothing for us at all.
Yeah,
he's been dropping passes. He's been causing the turnovers because they've taken the passes in the air and got intercepted, and it's just, I don't know what's going on. I think he's gone after the season. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, like, he is coming off a major injury, right? And he also is, like, 6,000 years old in where he was, like, he was there when the league first started. So, you know, there is that issue, but I feel like you're at least kind of getting in the right direction, right? Because I feel like over the past few years, your team has kind of done a complete overhaul in which you had a dominant defense and then for whatever reason, you had a lot of people leave or like retire from that defensive unit. And like, you know, you just kind of lost piece after piece after piece after piece. And now it's just a matter of, okay, you have your franchise quarterback. You hope to get McKinnon back, you know, next year. And now it's just time to rebuild and essentially build the team up the right way.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, I guess, being patient right now because, well, we heard the news from Jimmy Friday. He had a surgery Friday, and we were told that there were no other damaged ligaments or anything, so he'd be fine by OTAs. McKinnon should be fine by OTAs. Everybody should be healthy by then. It should be healthy by then. But lately, everybody's starting to get worried, starting to get panic a little bit because people are calling for Shanahan's head already and calling for Lynch's head for not drafting good enough talent. And just it's just a big finasco right now. And Shanahan's the reason why we are even in the game, honestly. Because, we had Chip Kelly and we had Jim Tarsula as our coaches, and we were not doing good at all with them.
No. Yeah, and you know what, that's something that happens regardless of who your coach is, right? Like, you start losing and everybody looks at the coach first and is like, oh, they gotta go, they're terrible. But, I mean, you look at even the I just pulled up your schedule now. You look at the opponents that you faced this year. You know, you played the Vikings when, you know, they were doing well. You lost a close game to them. You beat out the Lions, which obviously the Packers couldn't do. And then the Chiefs, you know, are looking like they're a Super Bowl bound team, you know, and then the Chargers put up a ton of points, and then obviously, you know, you don't have Jimmy G anymore, but like, it's not like you were playing scrub teams, right? Like, you were playing like good teams that you were losing to. Do you think it was because of a lack of talent that you were losing those games? Do you think the opponents were too tough? Do you put some of the blame on Jimmy? You know, kind of where is your head on that one?
Well, Jimmy had a couple of problems, but most of them were not his fault. But going back to what you said, it's kind of both through good teams and lack of talent. Because our defense, we had Akil Witherspoon, and we thought he was going to do pretty good because we had Richard Sherman training him, and it's like, all right, he's going to do pretty good.
Yeah.
Be like a Sherman 2.0. But Witherspoon's been awful this year. I don't know what's going on with him. And we are free safety Adrian Colbert, we thought he was going to he was being fantastic in camp and practice and preseason. He's like, all right, he's going to be the next, he's going to be really good. He's been I am very disappointed in him this season. I don't know about him. And it's just injuries and I don't know. Our only good two players on our, or three good players on our defense are Reuben Foster, DeForest Buckner, and Richard Sherman. I guess I should add rookie Fred Warner because he's been phenomenal lately too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it seems like you need the talent because I'm looking at Jimmy's stats. He obviously didn't have a good game in Minnesota, but he had over 100 passing rating for the Detroit game and the Kansas City game. Threw over 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. So you know, like that has to give you some, like, at least optimism that, okay, if you have the quarterback, which is by far the hardest position to lock down, if you have that, then it's a matter of, okay, we just need to find the talent around and build it around him.
Exactly. It's just got to find the missing pieces so far, and we don't have the talent enough for receivers, and just we have a good tight end, George Kittle. He's going to be like a rising star, honestly. He's going to be something special.
Yeah.
But we just really don't have any good phenomenal receivers other than Marquise Goodwin to get separation with.
Yeah. And so, because you look at your division that you're in now, right? You're in a very competitive division. And you mentioned the Rams, right? You were just like, yay, you know, we beat up on the Rams every now and then. Nobody's beating up on the Rams now. Like, the Rams are like, you know, the kid who got bullied, and they hit the gym hard. And now they're just mowing over people. So you look at the NFC West in that the Seahawks, I honestly don't even know what's going on with them. Their defense is a shell of what it once was. You know, they're I feel like are in limbo. You have the 49ers, obviously, who are in rebuild mode. You have the Cardinals, who they got their rookie quarterback. You know, they're looking to get stuff done, but their defense again is a shadow of what it was. And you also have Larry Fitz leaving after this season, and then you have the Rams. So where do you see the 49ers, if this year is obviously kind of a wash because of all the injuries, where do you see the 49ers falling within the division for the next couple years?
Next couple years?
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, like, not exact rankings. Don't go into the future and be like, all right. But kind of like, do you see them, you know, still able to, you know, be at number two or number three within that division?
Well, honestly, I think Seattle's just falling apart. The Legion of Boom is basically gone now because I think it was last week that Earl Thomas, he got carted off, and he flipped off to his own sideline, which was probably the funniest thing I ever saw. and so then you have the Cardinals, who are in rebuild mode with a rookie head coach. I think it's going to be a Niners versus Rams rivalry now.
Yeah,
it used to be Seattle versus Niners, but now it's Niners versus Rams. Like kind of like the 80s or the 90s. And just I think it'd be between those two from now on. And it just depends on how everybody is healthy and how everybody does.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one, because the Rams right now, I think they're vulnerable in the sense that, like, that Thursday night game where the Vikings, they ran all over them at some points. You know, that defense didn't look as elite as I thought it would. I'm not saying the Packers could even beat them. We'll see in a couple weeks. But I think they're not world enders. You know, they're a very good team. I think Jared Goff is, like, a very accurate quarterback. They obviously have Todd Gurley, and they have the defense to back it up. It's going to be very interesting to see, because not even your division, but, like, our entire conference, the NFC, is very competitive. And you're going to see new teams that are going to start popping up into the playoffs as time goes on, because, like I said, there's just so much competition. But looking ahead at the rest of this season, while I know this is probably not the greatest feeling, what are your season predictions? I know you wanted a wild card. Unfortunately, you know, due to the wrath of God, you can't keep healthy players. So where do you see this year kind of panning out for you guys?
Well, we're probably going to end up like at least 3-13, if not 2-14, because I don't see us winning another game for this season. It doesn't look good at all, and just everything's falling apart. Everybody's getting hurt, and it's whatever, I guess.
Yeah, all right. We don't have to, like, punch that horse in the face and just be like, okay, we'll move on. You're just like, Todd, please stop asking me about this season. Just talk about better days. So looking ahead to this Monday, because you said you might not win a game for a while. I mean, if the Packers that showed up on Sunday show up again next Monday, you might be surprised. I mean, you know, Pierre Garçon, you know, ripped a cheese head in half last time when Washington played Green Bay. And, you know, while if they lose to the 49ers, we might be crying together. How do you see this Monday night game panning out?
I was watching the score. I wasn't really watching the game. I was watching the score of the Packers and Lions game.
You didn't miss anything.
And the Lions were up ahead by a bunch, and Packers started to come back. It's like, hey, all right, it's Packers. I was like, you know, this is Aaron Rodgers doing, isn't it? And sure enough, it was. And he's going to torch our defense so hard. He's going to like throw like at least 5 touchdowns, 400 yards. I guarantee it.
Oh God, please, just please, because we can't put together a game. But here's the thing: you guys will go up like 35-0 because we won't score in the first half, and then our defense will be like, "Oh, I remember how to play football now." They'll shut you out in the second half, and then Rodgers is gonna be like, "All right, let's do this crap again." I mean, for Packers fans, like we're just frustrated because you have arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. You have Aaron Jones, yeah, who's averaging like 6 yards a carry, something ridiculous. And the defense just doesn't know how to play football in the first half. We can't put together a full game. And listen, Zach, you know, we like you, but like, I just want to kill your team. Like, I want that to be Rodgers to be like, it's okay now. Like, I'm going to take care of everything and just euthanize you. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. But like, I feel like he's got to get his groove back somehow.
Well, you're about to get what you want, yes, Monday, so it's going to happen.
Zach, the problem here is you're hyping me up now, and so I'm like going to get really excited, and then I'm going to be crushed like when your team wins 3-0 because Mason Crosby misses 75 more field goals.
Honestly, I am surprised by Mason Crosby right now because he's like one of the best kickers before.
Yep.
Now he's just... I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, it wasn't the shoes because he switched shoes in the first half, and he still missed some after that. I mean, listen, I love Mason Crosby. I think he just had the worst game of his career. They'll stick with him. I would stick with him. Let's just hope that, you know, he doesn't miss 5 field goals next week and just hope for the best. But, yeah, I mean, I hope the Packers should be able to pull off a win because after this – like, after the bye, we have the Rams and the Patriots coming up, and that's going to be a rough 2-game stretch. So, this will...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're definitely going to be in trouble then.
Oh, yeah. That's going to feel great. So, hopefully, you know, going into the bye right after we demolish your team, hopefully we have, like, the Emperor's New Groove. We got it back. You know, the beauty was inside... the power was inside us all along, and we could just move on with our happy lives. Because right now... you know, sitting at like the same records as the Browns doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel great at all. But I know you feel exactly how I'm feeling considering everything that's happened to the 49ers. So who am I to complain?
You're right. But honestly, I just hope we're not that old man that ruins your groove. You throw out the window.
You know, that might be it. That might be what happens, but we'll see on Monday night. But Zach, it was great talking to you. I'm so glad that we got you back on the show. Where could people find your beautiful face to get your infinite wisdom on everything and see the depression that is the San Francisco 49ers this season?
Well, I really appreciate you for having me back on the show. It's been like 3 years. And people can see my tweets on Twitter at ZGreer24. And I usually post a bunch of Niners stuff or just post memes. It's whatever.
So listen, either you go for the 49ers and then you stay for the memes. That sounds good to me. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. No. It's a pleasure having you on. I'm glad. I still remember our first interview. You're like, I'm pretty young. Is that cool? And I'm like, How young are we talking? Like, I think I'm walking into like, just be like, well, I just finished 7th grade yesterday, and let me tell you. But yeah,
it was wow.
Yeah, but it was great having you back on. You know, listen, we'll just keep doing this like every 4 years, and you know, we'll interview you like right before you know you graduate college. We'll do it when you go off and get married. You know, when you have your first child, you'll just keep coming on for like these life moments. And then I'll put a montage together at like the end and I'll be like, I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you. And then I like drift off and die. That's how we do it here on PackCast.
That'd be a great idea.
Oh God, I need to go to sleep.
Well, I appreciate you for having me back on the show again. I'd love to come back on again.
Absolutely, Zach. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time. So go check out Zach's Twitter, and Packer fans, just take a moment. It could always be worse. We're sitting at 2-2-1, and while, you know, I'm not really happy that we're tied with the Browns, we could also not have our starting quarterback. We could also not have our starting running back. It could be worse. So just kind of keep that in mind as we go forward. And like I said, hopefully we just dominate the 49ers, because if we don't... You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, and the Patreon as well. You can pick up a copy of my debut comedy album, Allergic to Fun, physical copies at TomGrossiComedy.com, or digitally on iTunes and Amazon. Also check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We release content at least 3 times a week. We're also less than 4 weeks away from the New York City Marathon. I ran 14 miles today and wanted to throw up. I'm going to die. But if you would like to donate to the charity that I'm running for, which is the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, they're a great organization. 100% of your donation goes right to them. The link will be in the description down below. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you so much for watching. Packer fans, hopefully we have something to celebrate. We'll be live streaming Monday night. It's going to be something. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, go Pack Go.